really pleased to be standing with a really good friend of the American people and a great leader in Africa, President Kikwete of Tanzania. First of all, I'd like to announce that he's coming to visit in late August. Really looking forward to having you to the White House. Looking forward to giving you a good dinner. And we have a good visit.
Looking forward.
Yeah. One of the things that's so impressive about his leadership in Tanzania is that, you know, the help of the American people is effective help, measurable in the number of people whose lives are being saved. Babies are being helped with malaria. I mean, it's just unbelievable the job you've done there. And we're excited to welcome you to the country. I really want the American people to hear firsthand, you know, how successful their generosity has been, whether it be in HIV/AIDS or malaria, and Tanzania is a good example. But this success would not have taken place without your leadership.
Thank you.
Really important. The other thing we discussed in the discussed a lot of issues with the African leaders here in the G8, but one of course was Zimbabwe. You know, I care deeply about the people of Zimbabwe. I am extremely disappointed in the elections, which I labeled a sham election. We of course listened very carefully. And President Kikwete, as the head of the EU, has been very involved in this issue. I'm not going to put words in his mouth; he can express his own self. But it was this issue of Zimbabwe took a fair amount of time.
Indeed,
rightly so. Anyway, thank you for agreeing to come to the States, and I'm really looking forward to having you.
Well, President, let me thank you for the invitation. I'm really looking forward to it. We enjoyed your visit there. I think I've been around for some time, but I think that was one of Tanzania's biggest visits.
Oh, thank you.
You saw how people came out into the streets to receive you. It's a measure of our appreciation of what the people of the United States have done to assist Tanzania in many fields. Many lives have been saved through that those programs in support of malaria, support of HIV/AIDS, but there are so many other programs that are building our capacity of our people to manage to manage their own development, which we highly appreciate. Well, of course, we see eye to eye on many international issues, because we have discussed the issue of Zimbabwe, where we understand your concerns, but I want to assure you that the concerns that you have expressed are indeed the concerns of many of us in the African continent. Where at the last summit of the African Union, many leaders expressed their dissatisfaction at the way things happened. But also we agreed on the way forward. The only area that we may differ is on the way forward. You see differently, but for us in Africa we see differently. But I think again there is still room for us for discussion. We are saying no party can govern alone in Zimbabwe, and therefore the parties have to work together, come out to work together in a government, and then look at the future of their country together. So this is what we the way we see it. I don't think that there is much divergence there. You would have liked to see us do some things. We would also like to see you do some things. But we'll continue to discuss all the issues. And as friends, at the end of the day, we'll come to an understanding.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Looking forward to having you in Washington.
Thank you.
Some of the very same people will be there yelling questions at you.
So
let's go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
Thank you.